14 years that John Tower and I have worked together to represent our state and this nation, we have developed an excellent working relationship, especially when it came to those issues important to our state. Sure, we came from different political parties, moved in different social circles, different voting records. But we worked together in a spirit of cooperation, and that was enhanced over the years. It was what I learned about John Tower during those years that made me willing to present him before the Senate Armed Services Committee. What I knew about him and his intellect, his experience, his knowledge of defense issues, and his unquestioned patriotism. This event, so painful to John Tower and his family, has been difficult for me as well. In the passionate debate, pundits writing editorials in the isolation of their offices, writing speeches, sometimes have a tendency to forget that public officials have personal feelings also. We have seen witnesses have their sanity, their integrity impugned as they try to reach back to try to remember facts and the record of things that happened years ago. And we've seen every imperfection in an essentially good man dragged into the pitiless glare of television while his lovely daughters sat there and were subjected to it. It's been a high price to pay for public service. I will support this nomination. I will vote for John Tower's confirmation. And I hope that the next time, when I get a chance to talk to John Tower about how important it is to keep the defenses of this country strong, that I'll be talking to him in his office in the Pentagon. Mr. President, I yield the floor.